When you were in school, what kinds of things did you participate in? You mentioned that things were related to the church in the hall, so you went to dancing, but what other kinds of things
Well,
did you do?
once you went to the academy in grade 10 already, there was nothing, you were involved here more because they didn't want you participating in anything uptown. They had the YMCA and all that, but you were from the pier, the other side of the tracks. So, they didn't want you, that's all. So this is mainly why it was a real ghetto here. And you stuck together. The Ukrainians stuck together, the Poles stuck together, the Negroes stuck together, the Italians stuck together, and that's what they had, all their own little groups, and that's the way they were brought up in Whitney Pier.
Can you tell me a bit about how you know, like you say, they didn't want you? What kinds of things, how was that communicated?
Well, like I say, I never knew I was poor until I went to the academy, and then we saw how the other half lived. They had nicer clothes and they went to dances, whereas the only dances we had was, what we had here of our own, and we stuck with our own. We didn't really participate with them or associate with them. Some people that moved away from the pier and lived uptown, well, they were able to integrate a little bit more. But there weren't too many of them that did that.
And when you say you stuck with your own at the pier, I mean, there were lots of different groups, right? There were Croatians, Hungarians, Jews, Poles, Blacks, you mentioned, right? And Ukrainians and Italians. I'm wondering, like, were people from the pier kind of sticking together, like all the people from the
Oh yeah,
pier?
that's
Or
right.
if you were Ukrainian, only hang out with Ukrainians?
No,
Or.
you're pretty well, if I knew an Italian that was two streets up, when I went to the academy, well, I considered him, closer to me, and I associated with him better than I did with anybody uptown. Because I knew him, I saw him, and I grew up with him,
And if you're
And I
in
went
the.
to school with him here too, don't forget. Because the first nine, up to grade nine, you went to school here. And then you went uptown to the academy.
And I think once you mentioned that there are kind of districts within the pier, like,
Yeah, well, there was like Hunky Town, and there was, Coke Ovens where the blacks stay, But even although it was the blacks, there was, Italians and Ukrainians and Poles still with the blacks. They didn't dominate the whole area themselves. But still, the blacks would be very reluctant to come up the road this way, where there were no blacks. So it's a different way of life, anyhow.
What was Hunky Town borders? Can you say what were
Polish
they?
and Ukrainians mostly.
So Polish people were also called hunks?
Oh yeah. They didn't distinguish between the Poles and the Ukrainians like we did among ourselves. But because and yet down over the hill, down that end and down end of Henry Street, that's where the Poles and Ukrainians, lived.
And you were talking about how, your parents' generation, when your mom went to church, boy, people really didn't want weren't welcoming of her. But when you're saying you and your friends used to hang out together, Poles and Ukrainians, it wasn't that big of a deal, or?
No, it didn't. Like I say, when we went to school together, we got to know each other better, So the being together, like in school, some of my best friends were Poles when I, went to the academy and when we went to the school together, and then when we got hired on the plant together, there was some camaraderie there.